Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Haley Finn, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. I am a young adult here in the church who grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist and recently moved back about 2 years ago. And I've really enjoyed getting to be a part of the church and specifically serving the student ministry. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, and I'm reading Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 17 from the English Standard Version. The title in my Bible is The Lord's Chosen Servant. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that fills it, the coastlands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord goes out like a mighty man, like a man of war. He stirs up his zeal. He cries out. He shouts aloud. He shows himself mighty against his foes. For a long time I have held my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. They are turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in carved idols, who say to metal images, "You are our gods." Thank you for listening along. The title of my devotion is A Servant Song That Brings True Light. During this Advent season, not only do we celebrate the birth of our Savior, but we also prepare our hearts for Christ's return. We are reminded of the coming of Christ throughout the entirety of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, our deep and desperate need for a Savior is revealed. I am often quick to turn to the New Testament during this season and read about the birth of Christ. But the more I learn about the Bible, the more I am amazed by the prophecies in the Old Testament and how specifically and beautifully they describe Christ, even centuries before his birth. As we have read each day, we continue to see the theme of light traced throughout the Bible. In today's passage, we read several glimpses of light that come from the Lord's chosen servant. The beginning of chapter 42 is known as one of the four servant songs in the book of Isaiah. Together, these servant songs ultimately point us to the servant of the Lord who will bring light to his people, Jesus Christ. The verses in this passage remind us that the servant of the Lord is filled with the Spirit. He faithfully brings forth justice and does not grow faint or discouraged. he will be given as a covenant for God's people and be a light to the nations. These verses describe specific characteristics of Christ, which are meant to encourage believers and point us to the ultimate hope we have because of him. The passage continues with a declaration to sing to the Lord a new song. The theme of light continues in verse 16, as God promises to lead the blind and guide them down paths they do not know by turning the darkness before them into light. These verses remind us of God's sovereignty and how his ways are far greater than anything we can truly ever imagine for ourselves. As we prepare our hearts for this Advent season and Christ's return, let us recognize the hope we have in Christ and the light of the gospel that has come to save our broken and weary souls. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for who you are and that you have sent your Son as the servant King to bring us hope and encouragement. Thank you for your word and the opportunity to read and study this passage together today. I pray that we lean on you to lead, guide, and protect us in the plans you have set before us. May we be filled with your Spirit today as we seek to be a light to the people around us. We pray this because we trust and believe in you. Amen.